Sunday morning, April 26, 2015, general discussion.
We have already looked in this class concerning the general specific. We've been looking at the Passover in Exodus, the 12th chapter. And we've been looking as far as general and specific. As far as the month, is it general or specific? Going back and reviewing, general and specific. General means what? Okay, open. If it's general, it's not been specified. It includes. General includes. It can include anything, okay, within that thought that's being contained. Specific basically does what?
It excludes.
It excludes because something has been specified. So therefore, everything else is excluded, okay? In your commands of Jehovah, God, when He talks about things, when He says, do not do this, it's specified, okay? He doesn't have to go and say, when we looked at going and buy a loaf of bread, He didn't have to say, and you don't have to say, well, don't buy this, don't buy that, blah, 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 blah. It's been specified. Buy a loaf of bread. So therefore, everything else is excluded. You do not have to go through and tell your kids, don't buy Tootsie Rolls, don't buy popsicles, don't buy this, don't buy that. You don't have to go through the whole list. Okay? If it's general, then anything can be included. If I just say go to the store and buy something, that something could be anything. Okay? So with the Passover, in looking at the Passover in relation to the Lord's Supper, the month, is it general or specific?
Specific.
Okay, it's specific as far as which month? Okay, the first month. Okay, anything else? As far as the month. First month and that's it? As far as the month. As far as the month, what did we look at?
Second month, if they're not.
Okay, so there is stipulation for the second month. The second month is basically, it's if you are unclean, can't make it on the first month, then arrangements by God was made that you can make it on the second month. Correct? Now, it's specific in the standpoint that it specifies the first month. You keep it the first month, but if you're unclean or something, then you can keep it the second month. What months are excluded? The reason it makes all the other months are excluded, the 3rd through the 11th or 12th are excluded because it's specified first month or under certain conditions the second month. Okay? Now, concerning the day, is it general or specific? In other words, if it's general, can it be any day we choose?
No.
Okay? So it's specific as far as the day. What was to be done? What was to be done that was specified as far as the day? What days were specified?
The
10th. The 10th was specified. Okay. On the 10th day, you get the lamb and you put it aside. Okay. Then what? Okay, the 14th day. So those 2 days were important, okay? And it would apply to what? The first month or the second month, correct? If I, on the first month, if I'm not unclean and I can partake of the Passover, on the 10th day I'm supposed to take the sacrifice and set it aside, and then on the 14th day I'm to kill it. Now, in this, on the 10th day and the 14th day, necessary inference plays into this. Okay? And the necessary inference is, if I am unclean and have to take it on the second month, then what is necessarily inferred since the days were specified on the first month? Would be the same thing. On the 10th day of the second month, I would give my sacrifice, I would set it aside, and on the second month, I'm told on the 14th day to kill it. So, you see how that goes, necessary inference works. Okay, if it's inferred here, then if you're allowed to take it the second month and he specifies to kill it on the 14th day of that month, then you also know that on the 10th day you're to set that sacrifice aside. Okay? The time. Is it general or specific? Could we keep it at any time on the 14th day? Could I kill it at any time?
No.
Specific.
It is specific as far as when then?
The evening.
The evening? Okay, evening.
Twilight.
Twilight. What was the other one that we looked at?
Sunset.
That rules out anything else, right? The passages that we looked at. So it's to be done the first or the second month, depending on my condition before Jehovah. The 10th, I set it aside. The 14th, I kill it at evening, twilight, or sunset. Okay, and that was the stipulation from who? From Jehovah, said this is when you do it, so it's been specified. Now, if I'm running a little late, or whatever, can I say, well, I know I'm supposed to do it at evening, but let's make a change. Not everybody was ready. Let's do it. Let's do it in the fourth watch. Let's do it in the third watch. Could I do that? I had trouble getting everybody together. So therefore, I think it would be best and beneficial if we change that. Okay. Your watches. When you had them, you had the first, second, third, and fourth watch. Okay? The time started from when? Sunset was the beginning of their day. We looked at it last week. So your first watch would have been when?
Sunday.
6 to 9. 3 hours. 6 to 9. 9 to 12. 12 to 3. 3 to 6 a.m. Then you are going to what? The hours of the day. Remember what they said on the day of Pentecost? It is but what? The third hour. So at night you had the watches in 3 increments. During the day you had the hours, the third hour, the sixth hour, whatever, and they were in 3 hour increments also. So I could not choose to say, well, I'm running a little late. Had this going on, had that going on, so I want to do it in the first watch. Maybe not in the first watch. I want to do it in the second watch. And the second watch would have been much later, 9 to midnight. Say, I want to do it at midnight. Would I have been right in the sight of God?
No.
Okay, he said to do it when? Okay, it had been specified. And we're also told in that nothing was to be left over until when? Nothing was to be left over until when? Till the morning. Okay. So, all this has been specified. So, when something has been specified, then am I at liberty to change it?
No.
I'm not at liberty to change it. Okay. But, God didn't say I couldn't do it in the morning. Did he? Do you hear that quite a bit of times? Well, God didn't say I couldn't do it the 16th or the 17th. He just said, you know, the 14th, but he didn't say I couldn't do it the 20th. I couldn't make it the first of the month, and boy, you know what? The second month come around and I was unclean again. So I'm just going to take it the third or the fourth month. God didn't say I couldn't. So what do you do with an argument like that when people say, God said that you couldn't? What would Jehovah have done if Israel said, well, we couldn't? Or someone in that said we couldn't? What was his stance on it? If you didn't partake of the Passover at the set time, what did he say about that soul? It would be what? What did he say? It would be cut loose. It would be cut off. Okay? But God didn't say, God doesn't have to say. Okay? When he specifies something, that's it. We can't add to it. Okay? That's all in addition. Okay? So, we know the month, the time, the date,
Now let's go with what? What are we to sacrifice? And let me just ask you that. What are we to sacrifice?
Okay. You said that's general or specific? Specific? Okay, and it's to be a what? Okay, let's just... A lamb. It's supposed to be a lamb.
Are we for sure? If it's specific and we say a lamb, that rules out everything else, right?
So nothing else can be done, right? Okay. Huh? Okay. Does it say just a lamb? This is where your study has to come in.
Taken from the sheep or from the goats.
Okay.
Over the sheep.
Okay.
Okay.
The word lamb in those places in Exodus chapter 12. In verse 3, speak to all the congregation of Israel, saying, on the 10th of this month, they are each one to take a lamb for themselves. That word lamb there means a kid. Now, when you think of a kid, that was their terminology. What did that mean? What did that bring to your mind? Not necessarily a goat. I mean, in our day and time, we think of it. But what did it mean then?
A young, I guess.
Young. Okay. Now, what would be young?
A lamb.
Why do we know? Let's put it together. Well, some of the other verses, and Judy was mentioning this there, as far as the other things were stipulated, a kid, what?
Okay. I'm not trying to be mean, but sometimes we can make things very difficult, very hard, and they're not. Okay.
Okay. So that distinguishes, if I go out to my herd, okay, and I'm looking for a kid, I'm not looking for the older one. Okay. I'm not looking for the oldest one. Why did God not want the old one? Why did he not want the one that was 56 years old or the one that was 100 years old or whatever? Why did he want the firstborn?
Would it be a young one? Would it be tough if they were old?
That comes from someone who raises cattle. Well, very good thought, Nathan. What did the Lord do?
God requires the first of everything.
Oh.
Sanctified the first.
Yeah.
Okay, he sanctified the firstborn. When the death angel come through, it took the firstborn, and God said, the firstborn is going to be what? It's going to be mine. You redeem the children of Israel, you redeem the children of Israel with the firstborn. So there's significance in the firstborn. And a lot of this in your study you can look over. Christ was also the firstborn. How was he the firstborn? Resurrection from the dead, firstborn. Okay? And Scripture in the New Testament talks about that. So we can see from here that it's a kid is what it's meaning there. Okay? Even though they associated it, they use the word, it's been translated lamb. But it means a kid, we know it's a kid, separate from an older one, and I don't know what they call the older ones. Maybe somebody else knows as far as lambs and goats. I don't know what you call the older ones. I'm sure they have a name.
Oh, books and older ones.
Okay, but and I think there's ewes. Ewes and I have no idea. So, but you can see the distinction here. When they talk about a kid and you put it with the other stipulation, a year old, then you have it. Now, we are told... As Donnie said in that verse, Donnie, read that verse again.
Your lamb shall be without blemish, and male of the first ewe. You shall take it out from the sheep or from the goats.
Okay. So the sacrifice was to be one or the other from your first. It was going to be a what? A sheep or a goat. And from that, it was going to be a kid or a year old. Okay, so the sacrifice is specified in that regard that it is to be a unblemished what? Okay, depending on the translation. Okay, depending again on the translation. Verse 5, your lamb should be an unblemished male, so, and it could be took from either the sheep or the goats. This translation has a year old, New American Standard. What does the King James say?
Male of the first year.
Male of the first year. Okay, of the first year, or up to a year old. Okay.
In the
yeah.
My stop thing there, it says, it's got two,
five,
you know, up here where it's off the first year. It's got 8 year old.
Okay. So, in essence, the specific, and we looked at this before, you can have a general and a specific within a command. The specific command here is it's got to be from what? 0 to 1 year old, right? That's the specific. It's to be a male. What else is specified?
Without blemish.
Okay. The unblemished, a male, from 0 to 1 year old, specified, sheep or goat, specified, sheep or goat, to be a male, to be unblemished, 0 to 1 year old, but the generalness of that is, in that command, is that I can pick one that's 2 months old. I can pick one that's 3 months old, 6 months old, 8 months old. Okay? I'm not specified. If he said, you know, up to a year, okay, that leaves me some leeway, does it not? Does it include 0 month to, well, not really 0 month, 6 week to 1 year, correct? It includes that. Okay, so that is up to me, right? My choice. Correct? Why do you think he would have done that? Well, it's probably so you can make the rest of this. Okay? You got to find one that's what? Unblemished. You got to find one that's a male. And I do not know, and I have not studied as far as what a blemish was in that day and time. What they considered as a blemish, so I'm not went there on that. But at least you have a leeway here of 0 to 1 year old that was to be sacrificed and put up.
Well, like you said, though, you said, why would they kill a young one instead of an old one? It would make sense that being sacrificed as a young one, that would be one that you would want to keep for your herd, you would want to keep for your food. Whereas it is a sacrifice, whereas an old one or one that has a bad foot or one that's got some sort of thing wrong with its wool, or something that's got something wrong with their teeth, then, okay, how about we sacrifice, I don't want you anyway, this one, and keep the best for yourself, whereas if you say, I don't want your broken ones, I want your young ones, I want your new ones, I want the one that you want, and you don't want them.
They're more vibrant, they're new, there's your future, okay? It cuts down your dependency upon yourself. Oh, I got a new set of new herd coming on, buddy. It's going to be great. You know, more dependence upon God. And there's a whole bunch of things. Okay, you're right, exactly. But in this, from 0 to 1 year old, it's kind of general. I can choose what month as long as it meets these other stipulations. We can see that, right? Okay, now what if I said, well, God didn't say not to give a badger or a groundhog, so I'm going to sacrifice a badger or a groundhog. What would you say to that?
Cain and Abel
kind of
did that.
Well, right or wrong? Jehovah didn't say I couldn't.
Turn the dead
Okay, I mean,
right.
Okay, and the reason I'm trying, we can see that, and it's simple to see, but in the religious world, and we do it with our kids and everything else, but in the religious world, we take all this and say, well, it's kind of gray. It's really not black and white. It's kind of gray. You know, God didn't say not to offer a wolverine. Why can't I? God didn't say not to do this. God didn't say not to do that. Why can't I change?
Okay. He said it, and that settled it.
Pardon?
I said God said it, and that settled it
right there. And He has gave us some leeway. Okay, as far as this, I can either choose a lamb or a goat, whichever one I wanted to choose. On that, it had to be a male, it had to be unblemished, and it had to be up to a year old. Okay,
and so there I see what is to be done. Okay, so now we know what kind of sacrifice. Okay, how do you prepare it?
Did God say, or can I just cut it up however I want, offer whatever I want, do whatever I want? Was there a way that He said how it was to be sacrificed,
how it was to be prepared? What did He say? Any idea? Exodus chapter 12, look at verses 8 and 9. You're to eat the flesh that night.
Okay, roasted with fire. What else did He say in 8 and 9?
Unleavened bread.
Okay, so it's to be roasted. Okay, it's not to be what? Okay, roasted. Specific or general?
Specific. There's just one way to cook it.
One way to cook it. Roasted. Can't be raw, so that means you got to do what?
Got to cook it.
Okay. It has to be roasted. It can't be boiled. What's the boil?
Put it in water and boil it. It can't be. It's got to be roasted. Okay. Roasted with fire. On that, verses 8 and 9. They shall eat the flesh that same night, roasted with fire, and they shall eat it with unleavened bread and with bitter herbs. So you have this preparation.
You've got, He has specified unleavened bread and bitter herbs. Okay? That is to be with this sacrifice,
roasted with fire. Turn to Deuteronomy, the 16th chapter. To be roasted with fire, they shall eat it with unleavened bread, with bitter herbs. Do not eat it of any of it raw or boiled at all with water, but rather roasted with fire, the whole thing, both its head and its legs, along with its entrails. Deuteronomy, the 16th chapter, verse 7. When He's given the second instructions to them before they go into the promised land, He basically says in Deuteronomy 16, chapter and verse 7, how long did they wander in the wilderness? Pardon?
40 years.
40 years they wandered. Were there new additions in those 40 years? There was new additions, correct? Okay, so they're coming up. They weren't over here in Exodus at the very beginning, were they? When they're getting ready to leave, and He gives them the command. Now, as Moses is restating this to those, you've got those that may have not been aware of that. And He says in verse 7, and you shall cook and eat it in the place which the Lord your God chooses, and in the morning you are returning to your tents. And He's talking about the Passover here. We know in verse 6. When they get to the promised land, where the Lord chooses, you're going to cook it and you're going to eat it. Now, I'm new. I was born in the travels. I've come of age. And He says to cook it. How would I know how to cook it? What if I said, well, I don't know. I just go out there and maybe I want to deep fry it. You know, everybody's into deep frying turkeys and stuff. Maybe I just want to get a pan and put it in there and deep fry it. Or maybe it's easier just to put it in water and let it boil all day while I go about my other things. I don't know. Would that be an excuse that I could give? Why? Pardon? I don't know that.
And you better learn.
That's where you need to ask your neighbor.
What were the older to do? Okay. What do you mean by this? What are you doing? Whatever. Okay. As you can see, I have a responsibility. Jane said it in a nice way. I have a responsibility. I better do what? I better find out. I better learn. Is that any different today? Those in the world today, is it any different on the commands of God? Should we learn what God wants? I wasn't around in the apostles' age. I wasn't walking with the Lord as far as He said to do this, do that. I wasn't there, but yet I still have an obligation and a responsibility to do what? To study and to learn. Now, I can go on this and say, well, you know, the Lord said this, and I'm going to hang to that because that's what He said, and I really haven't studied. Okay, I can say, well, you can have it any time during the night because I didn't study what evening, twilight, sunset meant. Then I have done what? I have done a discredit to me because I haven't fully understood what God wanted. Also, I have to understand their terminology and their words and how they were used during their time. Do not take my time, my terminology in this day and age, and apply it to their time. To you right now, what would carriage mean? C-A-R-R-I-A-G-E. Carriage. What would it mean?
One of those little buggies that you pull behind a horse.
That's the carriage. In my day and time, that's what I picture in my mind. In Paul's day and time, in Acts, he picked up his carriage. That was his suitcase. That was the terminology back then. So we've got to study to realize what these words mean back in their time. Okay, on this. To be roasted. Okay. It's to be done with bitter herbs, unleavened bread. Okay. So in other words, the point I'm trying to make in Deuteronomy verse 7 here is you shall cook it. They had to go and study and find out how was it to be cooked. They just couldn't do it on their own. Okay. And this is what you got today. He told them to cook it. There was a specific way they had to cook it. God told them and us today how to worship Him. I just can't do it any way I want. I have to study and see how God said to worship Him. I can't pick and choose. So study is involved. Now, what if someone gave me some bad information? What if someone gave me some bad information? Said, oh, yeah, you can cook it. You can just throw it in a pan of water and go on. I don't see nothing wrong with that. It's a little bit quicker. You know, it's raining out. How are you going to get a fire started to roast it? Just throw it in the pan and go on. God's not going to say nothing. He understands it's raining. God sent the rain. He knows it's raining. You can't start a fire and roast it. So just this will be a little bit easier. Does that relieve me? Okay, so I can't take somebody else's word for it. What have I got to do? To establish my own faith and to be pleasing in the sight of God, I've got to do what? I've got to give an answer for me as far as why I do what I do. Not because that's what we're taught out of the pulpit, not because that's what I read, you know, out of somebody's article, or this is what that preacher says, or that preacher, or whatever. I've got to establish my own faith. Why I believe what I believe. Okay? Same thing here. They had to find out, how am I supposed to cook it? And they probably could have went back and saw where it was wrote down, the record of it. Okay? Second Chronicles, the 35th chapter. In 2 Chronicles, the 35th chapter, the Passover is getting ready to be observed again under Josiah. And you see in verse 1 that the Passover to the Lord in Jerusalem, and they slaughtered the Passover animals on the 14th day of the first month. So here we have an example, 14th day of the first month. Now we know that automatically, even though it's not stated, how does necessary inference come into play here?
How does necessary inference come into play? They slaughtered it on the 14th day, so what does that necessarily infer?
They put it to the side
on the 10th day. What else is necessarily inferred? They got what? They got a sheep or a goat. It was unblemished, 0 to a year old. So all that's necessarily inferred.
Did God have to restate that over? Did they have? No, it's already been done once or twice. Here's an example. So we can see from that. They're getting ready to it. They slaughtered the animal on the 14th day. Okay? Down in verse 11, they slaughtered the Passover animals in that. Verse 13, what did they do with the Passover? So they roasted the Passover animals on the fire according to what? According to the ordinance. And they boiled the holy pots. Now, that's what they boiled, because they had to make the pots and utensils and everything what? Clean. Okay? So the service of the Lord, verse 16, was prepared on that day to celebrate the Passover. Verse 17, thus the sons of Israel who were present celebrated the Passover at that time and the Feast of Unleavened Bread 7 days. Okay? So there are certain things that we can see from this that you have to infer. And that's all these things here that we've looked at. Okay? Any question or comments so far on it? So I want... You know, we've got to understand this, because this is part of how we interpret the Bible and the commands of God and how He wants us to worship. God left some, He didn't just, you know, leave us in the dark. Okay? Now, we saw that it's not raw or boiled, but it's to be eaten with unleavened bread and with bitter herbs. Okay? Now, again, this was particular to who? Okay, the children of Israel. It's particular to them because they're the ones that came out of Egypt. Okay, it's to be eaten with unleavened bread and bitter herbs. In the Exodus, the 12th chapter, verse 8, we see that. Turn to Numbers, the 9th chapter, and verse 11. Numbers, the 9th chapter, and verse 11. And in the second month, on the 14th day of twilight. So what can we arrive at here? If they become clean, again, they do it second month of twilight. On the 14th day, they'll observe the Passover. And how are they to do it? With what? Okay, unleavened bread and bitter herbs. Okay? I'll just present this because we're out of time here. The Feast of Unleavened Bread started on Passover Day. Okay, and so
on the Passover day, it's to be eaten with unleavened bread, and then you have the Feast of Unleavened Bread, which goes for 7 days. Okay? Now, with this, you're going to see how it all ties in to why we use unleavened bread this morning. Where do we get it from? Can I just put anything out there? Okay? And it all ties in from this. This we'll get into, Lord willing, next week, and see how this feast here had to be observed, and this ordinance had to be followed by who? Children of Israel. Christ Jesus was from whose descendants? From Abraham's, was he not? So did he have to observe this? Okay. So we'll get into that. We're past time. So any question or comment?